A flurry of words for snow. Even without having read one word about linguistics before, you probably have a vague idea that there are a lot of Eskimo words for snow. When we look closely at the data, we discover that one part misinformation has been mixed with 10 parts of exaggeration to produce some bootleg linguistics here.It all started quite innocently when the grandfather of American linguistics, anthropologist Frantz Boas, 1858 to 1942, pointed out that just as different words in English express different forms of water, lake, river, brook, etc., so too Eskimo has a variety of terms, aput, snow on the ground, gunna, falling snow,Piksurpo, drifting snow, and Kimuksuk, a snowdrift. Boas's point was that English gets these ideas across with phrases using the single term snow, though it could have evolved a variety of forms as it did for lake, river, brook, etc. In other words, when we look back to the original comment by Boas, we discover that he is pointing out not a contrast, but a similarity between how language can and does work in the case of English and Eskimo. Boas's discussion made its way into the writings of linguist Benjamin Lee Whorf, 1897 to 1941, who turned the four Eskimo terms cited by Boas, did he know of others?If so, he didn't say, into seven phrases about snow in English, implying that there could be any number of additional ones in Eskimo. The beast was loose. In the meantime, there have been reports of up to 400 Eskimo words for snow. Here are some examples and their English equivalents. Labradorian Inuit, Pukak, granular snow, Masak,Soft snow. Mauja, soft deep snow. Mangokpak, watery snow. Masalera uvok, snow filled with water. West Greenlandic. Sularnik, snow blown in, to doorway, etc. Nitalak, air thick with snow. Kanipalat,Feathery clumps of falling snow. Apusink, snowdrift. Imalik, wet snow falling.